In this portion, we will be looking at a deeper level of alchemy, in that you will be co-creating your experience with the sounds by working specifically with the solar and lunar circuits. Now, this knowledge traces back to ancient India, and its roots go back even into ancient Egypt. The understanding is that within our ka body, or the energy body, or what the yogis might call the etheric body, are circuits of energy and vortexes, sometimes called chakras, and pathways for the energy of consciousness in matter. And these are called nadis, which are similar to the meridian pathways in acupuncture. The nadis are fine filaments. They are energetic. If you did an autopsy of the body, you'd never find them because they exist energetically. But science is documenting the existence of the chakras and has verified their truth and have documented that the chakras emit sound and light. And the energies from the different organs of the body move through the nadis. And in addition to the nadi pathways, there are three major pathways that run up the spine in yoga, called Sushumna, the Pingala, and the Ida, or the Ida. And one is the solar circuit, which is on the right side, and the lunar circuit is on the left side of the Sushumna, which is a central channel that runs up the spine into the brain. As consciousness moves higher, the energies within the body go through transformations within specifically the etheric body, the ka body. So from the alchemical standpoint, reaching higher states of consciousness depends upon the balance and the activation of the solar and lunar circuits and which of the chakras these circuits move through fully and completely. The goal of white alchemy is to bring the essences of the internal sun and moon together and to circulate this through the energy body, through the ka, through the nadis. And this purifies and elevates consciousness and creates a balancing effect. As I said in the first part, the sun emits, and the sun that is on the right side of the ajna emits a gold-like energy, and the moon on the left side of the ajna emits a silver-like energy. When these two energies combine, you have white gold. So this is, from an alchemical standpoint, the balancing of two polarities, which is a very powerful essence. It has a very refining effect on consciousness and also activates and empowers many levels. In this meditation form that we will be doing, you simply, again, focus at the ajna center like you did in the first part, except you also here imagine the sun on the right and the moon on the left. Now you imagine this in whatever way feels natural to you. Different people sort information in different ways. Some people will see things when they remember them. Some people have a felt sense of it, and some people will have a little voice that describes it to them. So it is not necessary to see the sun and moon in the ajna center. This is not a visualization exercise. This is an exercise that allows you to explore these subtle energies within yourself, but there's no need to actually see the sun and moon. You might have a felt sense of it, or you might have something describing it to you internally, or some combination. Eventually, you might have all of these, or several of these sensory modalities present, but you begin with the one that you are most comfortable with. As you inhale, you draw the sun and the moon elixirs from the sun and moon up from the ajna center, which is in the area of the pituitary and hypothalamus, up to the center of the head, which is the area of the pineal gland. And as the gold and silver light move up into the pineal gland, they merge and become white gold. And then you just exhale and relax into the exhale, and this white gold begins to circulate. Now, there are many ways to get the circulation to occur. There's no right form here. I prefer to call these meditations experiments in consciousness, because when most people think of meditation, they think of rigid formula, a form that you have to follow, and there's concern about whether you're doing it right or not. So what I want to say to you is there is no right way to do this. Basically, however you do it, however you get the energy to move, is how you do it. And as you continue to work with this, you will find new ways and new pathways, new ways of breathing in and exhaling and moving the energies. So it's really about entering this territory in a sense of adventure and curiosity and finding the ways that work best for you to circulate this white gold through your nadis, through the pathways of your energy body, understanding that you are bringing a tremendous refinement and upliftment of consciousness to yourself by doing this. So what I'm offering is simply one suggestion, a very simple method of working that will allow you to begin to enter this territory. And I encourage you to find your own ways, your own paths of circulating this white gold. So the very simple method that I suggest, to just recap it, is that you sit comfortably or you lie down and you breathe in a relaxed manner and your awareness is in the Ajna center. And as the chant begins, you imagine the sun on the right side of the Ajna and the moon on the left side of the Ajna center. And as you inhale, allow the pitur, the pineal gland in the center of the head, to draw the essences, the elixirs from the sun and moon upward into the center of your head. So there will be a stream of gold and silver light, which you may or may not see. It does not matter here. But some sense of this movement of gold and silver light from the sun and moon moving up from the Ajna center into the center of the head. And as they meet, they are transformed into white gold. And then as you exhale, you simply let this white gold move through the brain, down the spine, down to the base of the spine, through the body, and move through the entire energy body. And then when you inhale again, you go back to the Ajna center, imagining the sun and moon, inhaling, drawing the gold and silver elixirs up into the center of the head, and as they merge, they become white gold. And then, when you're ready, you exhale and allow this white gold to circulate through the body, down to the spine, through the pathways. And you will find, as you continue to work with this more deeply, that new pathways will be opened up. Indeed, the more you work with this, the more profound the results will be, because you will discover on some sessions that new pathways that you never imagined existed open up for you. And other days it will seem like nothing in particular is happening. The important thing from the standpoint of alchemy is repetition of the energy work so that you can build a platform by which you can move upward in consciousness. This technique of working with the white gold is so powerful. I am extremely honored and excited about presenting this because I have worked with it myself and found it to be incredible in its abilities. So, on this side, in this portion, the chant is repeated twice, like in the first part. And so you could simply explore this for 9 minutes and then stop and take up again the next time, or you could extend your listening and make it 18 minutes. However you do this, I suggest you spend a few minutes afterwards just being with yourself. Don't get up immediately and move into your regular activities, but take some time to be with yourself. One other aspect I'd like to mention about this process are the tones that you hear. The Hathor tones are specifically created to assist in this white gold alchemy. And the tones that you hear riding above the chant are these tones that literally activate the Ajna center and cause the sun and moon to emit their elixirs. So, as you hear those sounds, understand that is the intention behind them. The intentionality is that this sound matrix has been created to specifically activate your Ajna center and to cause the sun and moon within you to emit its elixir so that you can create the white gold alchemy. And understand that this is a co-creation between the sound matrix and your consciousness. The more deeply you intend this transformation to occur, the more powerful it will be. So, if you wish to explore the space now, sit comfortably or lie down, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, relaxing into the exhales. Focus your attention at the Ajna center, imagining the sun on the right and the moon on the left. Whenever you inhale naturally, you draw the gold and silver light of the sun and moon up into the pineal gland in the center of the head. And then as you exhale, you relax into the exhale and allow the white gold to move down the spine and through your body. Have a good journey.